Hello everybody, George here, and today I have decided to get out and sort of work on the first of the audio components, the electronics that I got in a while before Christmas. So today I've got in front of me the Sony CDP C505 carousel 5-disc CD changer. That's a mouthful. And we're going to see if it'll actually play CDs and do most everything that it's supposed to do. This is just a, I'm guessing, a midline unit from Sony. I don't see it as being one of the top-of-the-line units. Vintage-wise, I'm guessing it to be, maybe late 80s, early 90s, somewhere in there. Just guessing. Has the, of course, the tray that slides out, and then you load your CDs on it. Don't have all the buttons laid out, but I've got the main ones, the row off to the right of the, or the stack column, shall we say, two columns off to the right of the tray, you've got the big open-close one, and the, I'm not sure what it's called, but it's the CD, I don't use carousel machines, so I'm not really up on this particular aspect of it, but it's the one that advances the CD while you're loading it. So you move from one holder to the other, one tray to the other. There's five little trays within the big one. So I'll give this thing a power up. Power button's on the very left. It's supposed to have a remote control. I don't have that. It's got a headphone jack, several other programming features. Across the top of here, I'm pretty certain they've got the five individual controls for selecting the individual discs. If you want to just have CD 4 or 3 or whichever one you want to play, you just hit that number and it'll proceed. So, power it up. Now, there's no discs actually loaded in here, so I suspect it was looking for discs and not able to find them. I'll see if I can get it to open. I did have this powered up initially when I got it, just because I wanted to make sure there were no CDs actually stuck in there. And I had some trouble getting the tray to open, so I'll see if that continues here. It's having trouble. Indeed, I think it's stuck. That does not sound good. Now, why is that having so much trouble? Before, it wasn't doing this. Try again here. Yes, it's doing this to me again. It's not opening the tray. I might have to put this on pause, and I should take it apart and figure out what the heck's going on in there. In fact, I think I will do that. Because just waiting here, that can't be much meaningful to you people waiting. So, so much for the review. Hang on a second, or, well, maybe more. soon as I've locked the display here.
It's been locked. Audio boom. Unlock. Unlock. Audio boom.
Try this here.
Close. But pause recording.
Well, we got a little bit of a problem here with the door, obviously, as I said before, so I'm not sure why that is. I'm thinking something's supposed to be, something may need a little lubrication, but I think I've got it so it'll open now. Which it just did. I'm going to load a few CDs into here, see if it'll actually play them. And I have figured out a way to get them out if it does, in fact, jam again, so we'll see once I get them loaded. Yeah, you can tell how much I love carousels. I've just got two of the five positions loaded, but we'll see what it does here. See if it'll find the CDs. Closing. That's position one, so it's loaded that enough to figure out what the basic info is, how many tracks and that sort of thing. So we'll put that on. It's hooked into my mixer, so I'll just bring up the volume slowly once I get it to play. And I'm probably pulling a bit of a no-no. I haven't acknowledged artists or anything. I just kind of grabbed a couple CDs at random. I listen to my vinyl more than my CDs anymore, so I have some major categorization to do here. And I just wanted to something to demonstrate that this actually worked. So that's sounding alright. I can move to the next track. Oh, maybe not. Oh, we got problems. This machine may have seen better days. Oh, it's getting completely scrambled. I'll see if I can select CD2 here. Oh, it went to CD2. Rotten thing. Okay, well, I'm gonna go try to get CD1 going then. Okay. Yeah, I don't even think it's reading those CDs. Yeah, that's not even spinning over. Okay, so we had a little bit of sound. Some problem with the door. I may have to do a separate audio boo called Fixing the CDP 505. I think that's as far as we're going with that today until I've had a chance to try and clean it up or at the very least get it all apart and figure out exactly what's going on in there. So, thanks for staying with me so far. Take care and catch you next time.